This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Christopher Montanaro, M-O-N-T-A-N-A-R-O, M-O-N-T-A-N-A-R-O. Patient seen for Dr. Klein and Dr. McElroy, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Christopher is 54-year-old male who comes for evaluation today. He was seen initially in January of 2022 for neutropenia. Today he comes here again for similar issues. New paragraph. His date of birth is 7/16/1968. New paragraph. Thank you again. He does not have any symptoms. He is healthy. He works out a lot. He works as a pilot at Southwestern Airlines. Prior to that, he used to be a U.S. Air Force personnel, and he has since retired. New paragraph. Past medical history. Patient says that he has been found to have polycystic kidney disease in the past. Also had history of sleep apnea. In 2013, patient had a bone marrow aspirate and biopsy done in Arkansas. And at that time, it was hypocellular marrow without any detectable clonal abnormality. A patient since then has periodic evaluation with CBC. In 2012, a ultrasound did show some simple cyst in the kidney and had mild hepatomegaly then. Family history is significant for polycystic disease of kidney in father who required renal transplant. Mom died of pancreatic cancer. New paragraph. The patient recently had a CBC which showed WBC of 2.5, hemoglobin was 16, hematocrit I think was 45 or so. He did not have copy of the results. Physical exam, very pleasant, 54-year-old man, 6 feet tall, weighing 224, blood pressure 121/80, IC, NT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear. Heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels active, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, neutropenia, chronic. Diagnosis 2, perfectly healthy individual. New paragraph recommendations. It seems that patients have constitutional neutropenia, and so his WBC count always will remain around 2.5 to 2.8. Which appears to be normal for him. However, he does not seem to have any increased susceptibility to infections, and he is quite healthy. He had COVID infections in the past. He also is fully vaccinated. I feel that this is his normal, and so no further workup might be necessary. If the need be, we'll be happy to see this patient periodically. Thank you very much for your continued support. This is consultation on Christopher Montanaro. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Klein. Thank you.